Blog Talk Radio.
Your soul. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the only true and the eternal living God. He has no beginning. He has no ending. That's why the Bible says he is the Alpha and the Omega. He created everything known and unknown, and he is the almighty creator God that we are here to praise, worship, and give his just due honor to on this fire gospel experience. Now, right now, is the time, beloveds, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father. And there are not enough words in the human language that can express our love, our appreciation, and gratitude to his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace. He is our wonderful Messiah, Savior, Jesus the Christ. There is no other Savior, Redeemer, or sacrificial lamb to save men, women, boys, and girls from their inherited sin. It doesn't matter if you consider yourself a good person. Good people don't go to heaven. Saved people go to heaven. The redeemed people that put their faith, trust and confidence in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Jesus Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. Blessings to each and every one of you beautiful souls. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames, man, woman, boy, or girl. Because God wants you, you, and I'm talking to you too, to be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. God does not respect the persons, y'all. He don't care what side of town you grew up on. He don't care what your ethnicity is. He don't care what your gender is. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified supplement from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8, where we read the Apostle Paul is speaking to the Gentile church of Thessalonian believers regarding our conduct in this God-forsaken world. We are taught and told that we ought to set a higher standard than unbelievers, which is faith, which comes from our inside, and love, which is demonstrated on our outside. With these two wonderful attributes as the manifestations of God with us and God in us, we, talking about you and I, are the bright, shining light that God uses to lead others to his salvation in Jesus our Lord. We will be discussing from 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8, faith and love. And I want y'all to know my special guest, y'all already know, I can't even say returning guest. He's such a regular on my Word of Inspiration, author, inspirational speaker, and poet, woman of God, Monique Mims is here. Yes, she has a revelation of some fresh, inspirational, spiritual knowledge, biblically based, that she's going to share with us. And then we're going to be discussing her book as well. And we're going to connect her book on developing healthy work habits to developing healthy spiritual habits as well. We're just going to let her just lead and guide us and share with her insights that Holy Spirit God has given her. Amen. Go right there. And our shine artist spotlight will be on gospel artist, woman of God, Monica Cage. Lord Jesus, she's going to take us behind the veil. We're going to get our praise on. We're going to worship God in the spirit on the beauty of holiness. So listen, thank you, man of God, Chris King, for sending this anointed woman of God, as well as all of the other artists that you see. Got to give a shout out to them hard-working programmers, producers, managers, man, because rarely do they get inspiration and a shout out. And I want you all to know that it's a kingdom collaboration going on right here on this fire gospel experience. Everybody got work to do. Everybody got a call. That's why God needs and requires all of us to get involved. So listen, you do have time. You can call a family member. You can call a friend, co-worker, neighbor, somebody in your spirit right now, and let them know Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the internet radio on that fire, fire, fire gospel experience to uplift our God, to shine the light on him that he's shining on us. How beautiful is that? We've already had prayer. Holy Spirit God, thank you for lighting the fuse. That's about to set this internet and radio airwaves on Holy Ghost, sanctified, fire, fire, fire. Let these millennials all up in here with this urban gospel music. I'm just feeling like I'm back in the streets with this Jesus proclamation and testimony. Come on, man of God. Brother Ward, tell us how we praise God even in the storms. Oh, Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Them in the weather that is inclement. Anything the enemy saying is illegitimate. Yeah. Can't buy into the lies, gotta cast it. Most high real, but some religious people blast it. Sure. Kill him, fear, put it up in a casket. Yeah. And the praises of his people got in habit. Pray. I can't let this wicked world hinder me. Nah. So much greater is the one who live in me. Yeah. Father, you are worthy of the praise no matter what. Even when I'm feeling sad or in a rut. Even when I feel like giving up. You come and rescue me and lift me up. Yeah. Everything I'm wanting, everything I'm needing. When I lost my motivation, you give me your reason. Yeah. My empty broken heart, you took up residence. Provided the impetus when I'm hesitant. Yeah. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm. Yeah. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm. Yeah. All praise to the Most High, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm. Yeah. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm. Yeah. All praise to the Most High, hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah. A new identity is what you gave me, so I gotta take a hold and live my purpose bold and bravely. Gotta keep it humble, but I cannot hide this light that you put inside of me, and I got it shining bright. Father, keep speaking because I'm listening. Hear your voice in the wind when you're whispering. When I'm feeling weak, give me endurance. When I'm feeling down, give me assurance. Now I'm speaking to the storm to be sealed with the power you imparted, authority you instilled. And I know that these circumstances are temporary, but what's eternal is your love and the hope that I carry. Yeah. If you're with me, everything alright with me. So I never need to have anxiety. Nah. Even when I'm really not feeling it, I just gotta keep trusting in you and be obedient. Yeah. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm. Yeah. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm. Yeah. All praise to the Most High, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm. Yeah. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm. Yeah. All praise to the Most High, hallelujah, 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 yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's about to set this internet and radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire. Gives us such reassurance in the omnipotent power and omniscience of our God's knowledge that he knows the beginning from the end. It's just a matter of us being able to trust him through the eyes of faith. Amen. Goes right there. We're going to praise him regardless of the weather, y'all. Amen. Goes right there. Praise him in the storm. My special guest is here talking about amazing young biblically strategic minded woman of God. She is here as always. I usually have her back on the recorded message that I always encourage you poets and you verbal keepers of the word to send in that recorded message with your cell phone. Well, she does that on a regular basis. I have like half my library is Monique Nims, you know what I'm saying? So I'm blessed, honored to have her here with us live today. This young lady, author, speaker, teacher, as well as mentor, is using all of the gifts that God gave her in excellence. And I'm just happy and excited, as always, to have the return of this amazing woman of God. I know she's blushing right now, but it's true. I will give you your props when you come on this program, because I'm not going to sit up here and depend on somebody else that I don't even know to be giving you your flowers while you can smell them. So you're going to get them right here, right now, when you come on this fire gospel experience. Come on in the room, author, inspirational speaker, poet, woman of God, Monique Nims is here, y'all. Yeah, woman of God, Monique Mills, welcome, 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 as you always are, back to this fire gospel experience. How you doing, my dear sister in Christ?
I am good, good. Thank you so much for having me again. It's always a pleasure to be on the fire gospel experience, you know, with you, Elder Ron. I appreciate it so much for the opportunity once again. Thank you, thank you.
It's all about an experience. I want everybody that's connected to this broadcast, whether you on one side of the microphone or the other side of the speaker, my special guest or listener of this platform, I want the Spirit of God to embrace you more now than he ever has. But it's up to us. So, woman of God, I know you're embracing God. Tell us, the listeners that haven't had an opportunity to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, why don't you tell the people where your faith journey started and you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Tell us about it. Tell us.
Okay, so when I was a little girl, as a child, I got baptized, and I really didn't want to get baptized. I was just like, hey, Monique, you know, I was told, hey, Monique, you know, y'all getting baptized. So we got baptized, and I remember the preacher fought with me a little bit because I did not want to go and need that water. But it wasn't until August of 2010 when I was in Germany at Chappie with Presbyter and Lady Tracy Fowler in that ministry. I remember standing in line, and this, I think it was Marvin Sapp, I told him, William Murphy. It was talking about William Murphy that was playing.
Okay.
And the song began to resonate in my spirit. And I remember at first I was hesitant, like, I'm not getting baptized again. I already been saved, and, you know, whatever. But I stood in line, and I was active duty military at this time in life. And I remember going to the altar. And when I got there, my spiritual mom at the time, who was my military parents, Miss Tonette Wood, she was there. And I'm on the other end, and I remember getting baptized. But this time when I went down and when I went here to the baptismal pool, I was different. I still had my entire uniform. I didn't have a change of clothes or anything. But I went under, I got baptized, you know, but I knew what I was doing this time. It wasn't because somebody told me I was getting baptized.
Okay.
It wasn't because I was, you know, being forced or pushed to it, you know. Did I have a relationship with the Lord? Yeah, I did. But this time it was different. I knew when I went down and I came back up, I wasn't the same Monique that went there, that stood in that
amen,
line. You know?
Amen.
That, for me, I'm not going to say I've been saved my whole life. Yeah, I mean, I can say that, quote, unquote, but when I really took my relationship with Christ seriously, it was in August 2010, I was in the church. And mind you, yeah, I had the story.
Amen.
I got saved early. I was preaching, doing less stuff as a teenager, you know, but I also backslid.
Me too.
And so I had backslid. And so that time there, I think I had just came back from a deployment or was getting ready to go on a deployment or something like that. Then we go back overseas again. But that was that moment there in my life when things really transformed. Later that month, I mean, immediately, like after I rededicated my life to Christ, that moment I took my walk with the Lord seriously, my relationship seriously, I began to see the immediate
fruit. That's what's
up. Like, I had got promoted, everything like this. I was given awards. I mean, the God began to move in my life tremendously just that quick. I began to get out of debt and everything, you know, that quickly. So
wow.
It ain't peaches and cream and roses, but that was the immediate result of me choosing, like, hey, I'm going to take my walk even more serious with Christ. So that from then on, it ain't been peaches and everything
amen.
Else since then. But, you know, that's where I consider my official, you know, walk with Christ started, you know.
Amen. Now, here's the thing that I would like for you to reflect on as well, because we cannot watch the world news right now and not be able to connect prophetic words that our Lord Jesus prophesied about when the end of times would be beginning. We would hear wars and rumors of wars, and there will be natural catastrophes happening that don't normally happen in different places, and then it will be an increase in those natural catastrophes. Now, you ask the folks in California, when was the last time they had 9 feet of snow with 17 feet drifts? And then multiple rain showers on top of that. And then we have had historical freezing moments in the east. So from the east to the west in this country, we are catching hell right here on earth. And yet still, Lady Monique, people will still try to find a reason to act like the Bible ain't what the Bible claims to be, the very word of God. What do you say when you encounter individuals that just seem like they really don't get it about the Bible is true and it can be trusted? What would you say?
So for me, having had encounters, three things my pastor taught us here is care, prayer, and share. And so in that moment, I may share a testimony of something that God did for me as evidence to witness to that person. Like, hey, this is what happened to, for me to be able to relate to that person. And so I would share with them something that happened that was tragic to me or happened recently or whatever scenario may be for that moment. I would speak to them about that. And also I would even ask them a question and think about a time or a moment, you know, in their life where they ended up having to cry out to God, somebody whom they may not believe or think exists, but when they did, they had immediate results. Let's say they was in prison or jail or they was facing something. So, a lot of times, you know, people deal with stuff or whatever, and they may not believe in God, but in that moment, when they want to get out of a situation and they're innocent or whatever, proven innocent, but if they're found guilty, they will cry out to God in that moment. Or perhaps, you know, someone else, it just like, just encouraging them, you know, I have had to learn not to force myself, because I used to be this, like, beat you over the head with the Bible when I was a teenager. I was, like, using the Bible to just beat people with the Word of God. You know what I mean? That person.
Okay.
But I had to learn to
Don't get honest. You're just being honest.
Right. Yeah, you know, not to do that. So now if someone does that here, I try to empathize with them, like, hey, I understand where you're coming from. There are times when I've doubted God, too. And so, this is really, nowadays, you got to be honest and be transparent and see this and then explain and show them, you know, that there's nobody like our God. Like, you can believe not Muhammad, not Buddha, none of those people, they don't exist, but there's only one true and living God. And you convey that message to them. You know, just if you look at Moses, right? Let's go back to Moses and the children of Israel here. I'll talk about Exodus, but let's go back there. When Pharaoh, he had all those magicians and everybody, the sorcerers, all the stuff doing something. But the same way, when Moses struck his rod, Moses' rod became a snake, and that python or whatnot, that python boar, it took up and ate up the other snake that was there. You know, that it showed domination there. Mm-hmm. When the Lord turned the Red Sea, when the sea became full of blood or whatnot, so we can do the same thing. But just even something even greater, when he allowed the ravens to feed them, right? He allowed the manna to come from heaven, right? That's not the only God that can do that. We can do that. Now, look, what's happening even now in China, I saw where China is experiencing worms coming from the sky, right? Something that happened there. Right. Yeah, that is happening right now. So you're talking about signs and wonders, things that's occurring right now. Look at what's going on. Look at the food crisis, the shortages. But guess what? If we look at Elijah and Elisha, right, them two there, but we look at what happened with the woman, she was a widow woman, and it was her son. She obeyed the prophet's instruction. The same thing that's going on right now, I believe when we apply it today, when that woman, she obeyed the word of the prophet, and she was blessed tremendously. So now times that we're in, and we've seen the signs, the end times, that we're recognizing what's happening today. If we see those signs, look at that, and we take heed to the prophet, a true prophet of God, then we will be blessed, will be rewarded. So for that person who's doubtful of Christ, for that person who's kind of leery on the fence or whatnot, they can evaluate the time somebody spoke to you prophetically, if you can remember, or spoke a word of encouragement, and that God sent that person to you in your time of need. Let that be like a little reminder, like,
amen.
Hey, you know, it's a little reminder that God exists and he is real.
Amen. 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 I'm going to tell you the truth, because what you said, woman of God, Monique, is so true, talking about being transparent. We need to be more transparent because, like you said, we don't need to try to put on a performance or put on a spiritual mask to try to act like we're hiding all of the very same things that people that we witness to, we've been there. We've gone down that road. So when we testify, we need to remember that we were once unsaved, misguided, unbelievers at one point in time, too. And there's one thing else I've learned, Lady Monique, is that the Bible tells us that some water, some planted, but God gives the increase. So I don't have to necessarily try to convince somebody to be saved and run down to the nearest corner church and get dipped in the water right then and there. I am just a part of somebody's process. I may be the one that just may break the fallow ground. I may be the one that just plant a seed. Somebody else may come along and water it with the word and their testimony. So, saints of God, believers, please, 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 don't stress yourself out. Because all you're going to do is run people away when they feel like we're trying to back them into a corner. Remember what it was like when we first started wondering and started being receptive to the truth of God's word. And I like also, too, what you said about how people get in tight situations, and then they call in the name of the Lord. But then some of those situations are resolved. God steps in. He shows his hand. Mm-hmm. And the tendency for most people is that, okay, cool, God, thank you. We treat God like he's that genie in the lamp. You just rub the lamp and you get three magical wishes. But that's not how God wants to be related with. How would you like it if the only time somebody called you is when they wanted you to do something or they wanted you to give them something, Lady Monique? Now, you know amen goes right there.
Exactly. That is the truth. I can relate to that because sometimes people don't call you till they want something or they need something, and the feeling that you give, like, that's the only reason you called me. Like, come on, like, just let's just get to the point. The reason why you called me is because you wanted something, you needed something. God is not a genie or a magic or magician. He's not that way. But we as Christians and supposed Christians and whatnot, we do the same thing, which is why the world cannot determine, hey, if we're a Christian or, you know, if we are like them. We're supposed to be different. The Bible says for us to be transformed by renewing our mind through the word of God, not to conform to the world.
Amen.
But it's because we've been conforming in music and attire, they don't know the difference. So if they come ask us for something, hey, we're ATM. It's automatically Monique's money, automatically Ron's money, you know. So they come to check out.
Yeah.
Coming to deplete you.
Amen. And see, we hear all those of us, we will claim to be true believers. And when we say that, we're not saying that to try to sound spiritually sedated or above anybody else. But what we're saying is we know, we've examined our hearts. The Bible tells us to let a man, woman, person examine themselves, whether they be in the faith. Well, we've been thoroughly examined and reexamined. And not only that, we didn't just call upon God when situations was tight, when we were not feeling at our best, when we was having some sort of financial stresses or whatever. It's through maturity, through studying God's word, seeking answers where we were not able to have answers before, that we finally started depending and trusting on God, which developed into a ongoing relationship, regardless of the weather, Lady Monique, regardless of our life situations. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's right. I was just, since you said regardless of the situation and weather and what's going on, I want to take you guys to the book of Esther. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. The whole book is very easy. You can read it. But looking at what Esther did once she was chosen, you know, but before we get to Esther, let's look at Vashti, the king's previous wife, right? Look at her. And so the king called for her, but she didn't want to be paraded. She didn't want to be put on show. God doesn't want to be put on show. He doesn't want to be paraded, okay?
No.
Like he's just something. But he wants to be honored. He wants to be reverenced. And so sometimes we forget. We get too comfortable with God. And see, I believe Vashti got too comfortable with the king, right? And the king got too comfortable with her as well. So he felt disrespected. And then Vashti didn't come forward. And so she got demoted, right? She got demoted. She got demoted from being a queen. And Esther came into the picture. But Esther, she wasn't just fair. She was humble. She was beautiful, right? The king just wanted somebody who was fair. But Esther exceeded the requirements. And so what made her even stand out even more was not just because she was fair and she was beautiful, but she wasn't greedy. Sometimes we can be greedy. We can be so greedy with wanting and seeing all the fame in the life that we become so greedy. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. But see, what set Esther aside from all the other virgins that was there, she didn't ask for a whole lot. She just wanted when the chamberlain wanted. That's it. She just wanted who the person that was above her, the king's chamberlain. She just wanted whatever. He said, well, whatever you have, I'll have. See? And because the king saw that, Harry, he saw that how she was. And so because he saw how she was, she was able to get anything. I mean, more than anything. But see, Haman failed to realize, hey, that Esther had favor in his sight. Why? Because she came in that way. Right? She came in that way. I know we want to say it into my book, but when you come before God humbly, right? When you come before your supervisor humbly, when you come before your parents, even for your children, when you come to them humbly, that more apt to bless you, to give you something. Because the Bible says that God wants to be healthy and he wants you to be prosperous, right? In 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, he says that to us. But how do we come to him, right? We come to him with loving kindness. We come to him with humility. We come to him not knowing it all, but with a kind spirit, with a humble. He says, with a pure heart, right, and a kindred spirit. We come to him before that way, not wanting everything, not greedy. Look at Esau and Jacob, right? What happened? One soul, what happened with them, right? Look at them two. One came to God with any old thing, right? And the other one, he didn't. He came to God with his best. Give God your best. That applies to you and to me and everybody else listening to this show. Giving God our best, right? Just like on your job, on schoolwork, whatnot, if you're in college, if you're in high school, putting forth your best efforts. The teacher, professors will see when you do your best efforts, they will reward you. Why? Hey, they put forth effort on this right here. I'm certainly giving them an F. I'm going to give them a D. I'm going to give them a little bit of grace. You may have gotten a D, but guess what? You still passed that assignment. So now you just got to work a little bit harder and don't try to skate your way through life. Don't try to skate your way through the job because that's not how you're going to get promotion.
That's right.
Of course, God wants to promote us, right? But promotion doesn't just come from brown noses. Sure, you can get there that way, but why? Look at Haman. He tried to brown nose his way, and his plans backfired on him, right? He listened to his aunt, listened to his
sure
wife
did.
And set a ploy for him, and guess what happened? That ploy backfired because the king remembers what Mordecai had did for him, right? The king remembered what Mordecai did for him, and so Mordecai was honored. Haman and his son was hung on the same gallows. That's why you got to be careful how you treat people, how you plan somebody else's demise, because it's going to be your own downfall. And that applies both naturally and spiritually when I say kind things into the book or whatnot like that in there too. So how you, well, don't plot on somebody else's position of promotion when you're not ready for it. You can't handle it. Some of us can't handle being a Queen Esther. We're not built for that, you know? You can't be in somebody else's name and someone else's responsibility. Esther wasn't trying to be Deborah because that wasn't her time for that, you know? That wasn't it. Job couldn't be Moses because it wasn't his time to be that way. Don't try to place yourself with somebody else's shoes, someone else's position. You know, Peter couldn't even be
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Okay.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
Amen. Amen.
Saying.
And that's a perfect segue because what we're going to do is we're going to take all of that wonderful information that woman of God, Monique, may have just shared with us, and we're going to carry on the conversation with her new book, Developing Healthy Work Habits. I'm sure there's some practical, secular, worldly ideas that will work out here in the business world, in the workforce, but this woman of God is going to be able to share some spiritual insight along with the practical nuts and bolts of developing healthy work habits. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience with another anointed special guest, telling gospel truth, testifying about the goodness of God, the wonderful transforming power, the miraculous ways that he imparts wisdom and knowledge to us. And we are giving God our full attention. Isn't that right, Fisher girls? They can think about it way better than I can talk about it. And I'm just happy to have them Fisher girls coming up in here, talking about giving their full attention to the Most High God. And that's good because, you know what? We need to be mindful too, like woman of God Monique Mills just got through sharing. We're not trying to give God no 50-50, not when he's blessing us with a 100-fold blessing, sometimes 20, sometimes 60, sometimes 100-fold. So give God your full attention, just like the Fisher Girls does on this Fire Gospel Experience.
Lord, and now you have me fully, yeah. Oh Lord, you really
Greetings, everyone. I am Monique Washington, a woman of God, speaker, author, and entrepreneur with a burning desire to use my gifts and talents to be a blessing to you. If you are in search of someone who will change the atmosphere with the spirit of great worship and praise, spoken word for your revival, seminar, fellowship, event, I may be just the person you're looking for. You can contact me by phone at area code 770-765-2195 or email me at arthurmo@gmail.com. Guess what? I'm inviting you to get a copy of my newest book, The Brokenness, which is about healing and breakthrough. Get your copy today on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or order from me. You're listening to The Fire, The Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration. Yes, indeed, it certainly is. Come on and let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it in tune to The Fire, The Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family and friends and coworkers. Tell them about The Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. Till next time, peace and blessings.
It's all about kingdom building. It's all about being with the kingdom builders. And I'm here with one of God's very finest kingdom builders, talking about woman of God, Monique Mims Washington. Amen. Goes right there. She was talking about her previous book, but we're here on this Fire Gospel Experience episode to talk about Woman of God, Monique Mims, newest book, talking about developing healthy work habits. Woman of God, I'm going to turn the microphone over to you to just highlight some of the contents of developing healthy work habits and how you have found ways to connect them to help developing healthy spiritual habits as well. Won't you take your time, because I have an author coming here and do an online book promotional right here that may take more than 1, 2, or 3 programs to get it all out. So just give us the highlights, and then if we need to schedule another program to continue to flesh this book out so that my listeners can benefit by developing healthy work habits that are connected to developing healthy spiritual habits, we're going to bring you right back. You already know that. We already talked about it. So come on, tell us about this new book project.
Okay, so Developing Healthy Work Habits, 7 Steps to Shift Your Career is literally 7 steps. It's a quick read. And the 7 steps, I don't guarantee anything, but these are what I use to shift my career. I was worked for a major corporation, and during that time I was there, I was able to get promoted within 90 days of that working at a company. And also within a year, I got offered another position that paid me more money. However, I didn't accept the second position that offered me more money. It was a great idea, but it wasn't the path for me. So sometimes when we're looking to shift our career, we look at money, but we don't weigh all the costs. We don't weigh everything. So inside 7 steps, that we have to work, have a 7 steps to shift your career, I want you all to look at why you want a position. How is it going to impact your marriage? How is it going to impact your children? Are you willing to relocate? These are some, a few questions you have to ask yourself when it comes to shifting your career. When it comes to eating healthy, I talk about eating healthy, your diet and exercise. Because when you're groggy, you eat too much, you eat a heavy breakfast or a heavy lunch, you aren't able to focus and properly concentrate. You're distracted, you're more distracted than you are normally when you have a healthy breakfast, proper rest. It's been said that you need to at least sleep 8 or 9 hours. Typically, sometimes you can oversleep. And most of the time, because we work so much and going, we tend to oversleep. And so in developing healthy work habits, I break down 7 steps so that you don't oversleep, so that you change your eating habits. I'll provide you all with tools so that you can sharpen your career. If you want to get promoted while you're there, what are you doing to position yourself to get that promotion? Are you taking classes? Are you taking training certifications to advance yourself? Sometimes we get comfortable. If you be comfortable, that's fine. That's your choice. Be comfortable. Stay in that position. But don't get mad at the next person because he or she is trying to climb the ladder to success and you want to stay there. If you aren't sharp with computer skills, take free computer classes online. Visit your local library. These and more tips are mentioned inside the book. I won't give everything because I would like for you to purchase the book, but there are three points I want to share. There are 3 points I would like to share with you regarding that, and I want to just some three nuggets I want to share with you all. I'm going to say it pretty quick. It pertains to the book, but it's in spiritual aspects. These three nuggets are not in the book. However, here goes. Number one, I want you to speak life to your future based on Job 22 and 28, right? And number two, I want you to believe in what the Lord said he would do for you based on Isaiah 55 and 11, Jeremiah 1 and 12. And lastly, trust God. No, I'm not going to tell you the Proverbs 3, 5 through 7 because we already know that. But read Jeremiah 17.
That's right.
17 and verses 7 through 8. Read that there. So number one, speak life to your future. Number two, believe in what the Lord said he was going to do for you. Yes, you, the individual that's listening to this, going to watch and listen to the replay as well. Number three, trust God, right? A lot of times we don't trust God until it's too late, or we don't trust God at all. We take things in our own hands, right? And so what happens when things come in our own hands? It fails. It flops. It's not successful, or it's partially successful. Why? Because we thought we could do it our own way. So developing healthy work habits. Yeah, developing healthy work habits. Spiritually, you can do so by on the spiritual aspect, you spend time in prayer. He was mentioning 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I went there and was reading it. But if you look in there, it gives you some guidelines there, too, to pray without ceasing, right? If you look at the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and look at the verses there, let me go. If you go down in there, it says Christian conduct. When you start with verse 12, it says about rejoicing evermore, giving thanks, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Abstain, number verse 23, abstain from all appearance of evil. That cheesecake look good, don't it?
That's right.
It looks real good. It tastes good, but it's going to put some extra weight on you. It's going to put cholesterol on you, you know? Are you ready for that? I don't think so, because you didn't prepare for that.
Come on.
So you preparing to have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, all those things that you're trying to put on your body, on yourself, because you aren't ready, you know, to take a, you aren't ready for more. You aren't ready for the position.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do to get ready? My favorite chapter in the book is Get in Position. That's the last chapter. You can't get in position if you're being lazy, if you're on the couch all the time or watching TV. We can't get healthier, you know, spiritually, if we watch the TV instead of reading the word of God, feeding our spirit man, right? What are we doing?
Mm.
What are we doing? Think about what you're doing. Amen. I ask questions in my book. Then what are we doing? I know I've been guilty. Sometimes I want to work out. Sometimes I don't. I didn't work out today. I ain't going to tell y'all no lie. I ain't do one push-up, one sit-up, or nothing. I did yesterday, though. even if you miss a day, make it up.
That's right.
Do your best, okay? Do your best. That's what I want to say. Do your best, no matter
Amen.
What, on the job and everything. Do
Amen.
Your best.
Amen. Amen. So what I'm hearing is I think a universal connection here, woman of God, Monique, is that confidence and knowledge on the business end, but faith and perseverance on the spiritual end. These are four components that can be combined and coordinated together in our business life, because we get a lot of intestinal fortitude from our spiritual core being. That means the person that we are on the inside. I can use the scripture where it says that whatsoever you do unto man, do so unto God and not unto man. That means
man is benefiting from
my gratitude of expression for the job that I have that gives me the finances that I have to be able to take care of my spiritual obligations, my tithes and my offerings, pay all my bills.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Bible says that God, when he sees us living an obedient, humble life, the Bible says that he will bless us abundantly above all that we ask or even think. So if
that's in the mix
for me, that means I am holding on to these promises as I happily go about my business on my job, not letting anything around me spoil my attitude, not being corrupted or being enticed to compromise my Christian life, but living a life where people cannot say truthfully that I am not walking the walk instead of just talking the talk. That's what it's all about. That's what I hear you saying
exactly.
In all of that, woman of God. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
I just want to make sure I had it straight. Yeah, yeah.
And
all that you're saying that we do, you know, the Bible says us to be doers of the word, not just, you know, not just hearers. We got to do doers of the word, applying the word. So what you express, it goes exactly with what I was saying and how I feel that's inside the book. We can't just talk it. We got to live it wholeheartedly. I didn't get promoting that job because I was lazy, you know, or incompetent. I learned my role, somebody else's role too. That's a problem. We don't want to learn. Learn everybody else's role. You have to learn everybody's role,
right.
Not just yours. It's up to the reason I say everyone
Amen.
Else's role, because if somebody out, who's going to take up that slack? You got to do it anyway.
Mm.
So why not learn? Why not?
Amen.
That's just my
Amen.
Opinion.
You know what?
You know.
Let me share this with you also, too, because I take great pride in my work. And, you know, I'm blessed to be a supervisor on my job, but I tell people that are coming in, like, as flexible employees, part-time employees, I tell them, I said, if you take pride in your work and if you give 100% every day, it will get noticed, because there are so many people that are only here just for a paycheck. So if you just
yeah.
here for a paycheck,
yeah.
you're not going to give the same type of productivity that someone that's highly motivated will give you. And I told them, I said, I was blessed to be presented with opportunities that were not even formalized in a job application, whether in-house or public. I was approached by upper management and offered positions. Why? Because, first of all, I dedicated my service to God. Whatsoever you do it unto God was my motivation.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Amen.
Lo and behold,
Amen.
There are people that watch us. And when we dedicate ourselves to do our very best, that is such a difference, because most people are just trying to just get through the day. And so I encourage each body that's listening to this right now, be motivated. Holy Spirit of God told me just the other day, I posted on my Facebook page, Ronnie Jefferson, it said, yes, it's good to be excellent, but it's better to be irreplaceable. Uh-oh, come on. Come on.
Boy, what you say? You hold on. You
Come
said
on.
A whole mouthful right there. Come on now.
When you make yourself go ahead.
Yeah, when you make yourself irreplaceable, it's hard for them to, like, man, to want to fire you, to let you go, to want to demote you, ding you. They trying to find, okay, what can we do to
man.
Keep them? They're ready to, they're ready to give you an increase. They're ready to, see how they can
right.
help you shift your career for more, because they see that you're trying to do
Amen.
Exceedingly abundantly above everything. You know what I'm saying? You're
Amen.
Not doing just the
Amen.
Status quo.
Amen.
The status quo. Like some people, I was just reading something today, earlier today about employment, and the lady said they were talking about skill sets, right, being replaceable, and saying what you do and what you don't do and everything like that. And so you said a whole
that's
mouthful.
Right.
I believe in excellence or whatnot.
That's
so
the truth.
Believe excellence, but being replaceable, that's being irreplaceable, that's different. That means, hey, you know what? We see them. They got a few.
That's a whole.
They got a,
That's a whole nother higher level above excellence, because I was thinking excellence
is
probably the cream of the crop. But when you become
right.
irreplaceable, you can
right.
you have just leaped over everybody that's in the excellent pool. Amen. And
exactly.
listen, woman
exactly.
of God,
you shifted.
I'm not,
you go ahead.
I'm not talking about theories, woman of God. I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
after. Let me see. 8 years of steady employment on my job with excellent attendance, with positive attitude and high productivity. I was offered a position, woman of God, that was a management position, a supervisor position, and increase in pay. And do you know, before that first year of my new position, I was offered another pay raise. I'm trying to tell y'all, God will do
boy.
Just what he said.
Amen. Amen.
So,
Amen.
Woman of God, I'm here as a witness. And I'm going to continue to share it because it's true. That's why I don't argue with people that have different beliefs, spiritual principles, religious denominations, or whatever the case may be, because no one can argue with the testimony that I have that I know came from God. Look, there were doors that were open for me that I didn't even know existed. So I can't take credit for that, woman of God. So
right,
I can't take
right,
it.
Right. Now you can't. You can't. But you apply the natural principles of being to work on time, studying upon yourself. That you apply those principles to actually get the position. They say, hey, they started work. When I was in the military, the supervisor I had, he said to me, an unhappy worker is an unproductive worker, right? And so I did some research later on to see that is very true. When you're unhappy on the job, you're unproductive. Look at Haman in there. He thought he was high and mighty, but when he became unhappy, his whole morale, everything changed.
Yep.
His work ethic changed. The children of Israel, when they were trying to get to the promised land, what happened? Their work ethic changed because they were unhappy. How many times do we have a job and we're unhappy? We're right on the brink of getting promoted, right? Of being offered that position. But for some reason, we get discouraged or unhappy about something, not knowing they have a position for us to get. But because our attitude changed and we're negative or rude to the
Come
wrong
on.
Person, we miss our own blessings.
Yeah.
We miss our own blessings.
Amen.
The Bible says that we're supposed to treat others the way we want to be treated, right? But also to love our neighbor as ourselves.
That's right.
Your neighbor is that lady that you don't like. Your neighbor is that coworker, that man that you don't like on your job that may correct you or whatnot. But God gives correction, he gives rebuke. The Bible teaches us in the New Testament, it teaches us how to operate as a on the job, right? What we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to serve our masters, if you will.
Right.
How to honor them here. So if you take that same biblical principle there, what the Bible says as far as serving your supervisor, right, as you're a supervisor, what happens, right? When they are rewarded. We look at Pharaoh and Moses, right? Pharaoh was Moses' supervisor, quote-unquote, but he was able to be promoted while he was there to being one of the chief people inside Pharaoh's castle or kingdom, however you want to say it, whatever. But he was able to receive that, just like with Haman. Haman got promoted as well. But you know who got promoted and got even better position? Mordecai, because of what he did. And I hear the music in the background.
That's right.
My God is awesome. Exactly. God is awesome. He will place you where you need to be. Some people say God will position you. Tasha Cobb says God will bless you to position you. Sometimes you have to get demoted on a job so that you can see what it's like to be humble. Sometimes you got to get demoted before you can get promoted.
Right.
You know, or I have to see somebody else in a position because your heart posture isn't right. One thing about being a Christian, being a believer, our heart posture matters to God because how we operate, how we share his love, how we conduct business as entrepreneurs, how we treat people when they purchase a product from us. Are we providing quality products? Are we providing quality service? What exactly are we doing? Are we giving the people? Are we giving them God's best? Are we giving them leftovers, right?
Come on.
The son of the Bible, the prodigal son, right? He was eating leftovers. He was with the pigs. Then he came to his senses. One night, we're going to come to our senses and recognize who we are as kingdom kids, as royalty, as royal priesthood. When we know who we are and we value
That's
ourselves, right?
Right?
And we're able to go up to the positions that we so desire that we need. And even the more so, God will favor us to get a position that we need to apply for. The beginning of the application being to come, hey, we want you to apply for this position. We saw your resume. We think you're a great candidate for this role. Or we just want to offer you this position right here because we heard about you. Your reputation will speak for you before you even get there. Christ became famous throughout all of Judea, all of Samaria. He became famous, right? Because they heard about him. So the fame went all about him for what he was doing right then and there. What reputation is going out about you? What rumor is going out about you? Is it positive? Is it negative? Just like an employer, if you show up to a job or interview 15, 20 minutes later, you didn't communicate to them that you're going to be late, or you show up to late 15, 20 minutes and you didn't communicate, and you want to get promoted, you think they're going to look at you and say, hey, this person's reliable. No, they got so many red flags and blue flags and green flags. Nah, we don't white flag this one right here. We're not gonna hire them. We're not gonna put them in this position because they're not showing us for the productivity, how they can add to the company, how they can add to our growth. It's just like a ministry or church. When you have members of the body of Christ, right? With the body of Christ, when you have a church membership, right? A church fellowship, or however you want to put the words in there. When you have people there, right? When you have people there. What exactly happened? Are you ushering? Are you greeting? Are you serving? Are you really being a servant? Christ was a servant before he became, before he started doing miracles, signs, and wonders. He served the people. He was feeding people, providing to them, right? So what are you doing in the church and the ministry that you're in? Are you serving? You know, are you the greeter at the door, i.e., are you the usher? Are you the person that's collecting them funds What are you doing? Are you teaching Sunday school? Or are you teaching any sort of classes? What are you doing to help that ministry to grow, right? How are you applying what you know naturally to help the church advance itself? We gotta be leaders also, not only in the job, but in the church too. What gifts are you not applying to help your ministry grow? Are you doing outreach ministry? You the outreach coordinator in your job, and you getting paid 50 grand a year for it or whatever, but are you doing evangelism at your church? Are you doing that same effort and energy at the church you're a part of, the ministry you're a part of? We have to do both those things, you know? That's just my little tip, but I don't want to be ranting right now. But this is my little tidbit right there.
Amen. 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 Thank you, woman of God. You have blessed us with so much inspiration and knowledge. Where can your book be purchased for my listeners, woman of God?
Yeah, so people can visit Amazon.com or order from me directly at TheMoniqueWashington.com. Send me an email at AuthorMo@gmail.com. They can place an order that way.
Amen. And how can you be contacted for inspirational sharing, poetic reading, or whatever, in the revival or Women's Day or any program that would love to have you come and speak? Where can you be reached? How can you be contacted?
If they visit my website, TheMoniqueWashington.com, for sure, they can reach me there. Just go to my website, TheMoniqueWashington.com, and they can send a request there, and I'll be glad to be booked.
Amen. Woman of God, you have certainly blessed us. I'm looking forward for you to come back whenever your schedule allows. You always have an open door here. I will always reserve a seat for you. My prayer is that God will continue to bless you, keep you, cover you, and shine bright on you as you shine bright for our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Keep shining,
Amen.
Woman of God, Monique. Keep shining. That's my sister, girl in Christ, author, inspiration speaker, poet, Monique. Yeah, y'all. Lord Jesus, you talking about a powerhouse for Jesus. That's her right there. Y'all just heard her. Follow her. She's on Facebook, Monique Mims. I promise you, you will be blessed by following these anointed, beautiful people of Christ on this fire gospel experience. I have my shouting light coming up, y'all. Don't y'all worry. Woman of God, Monica Kane, just going to bless her new music as well as with the money. And we just going to keep letting these millennials come right on in and bless us as they see fit. Here's Man of God, Authentic. That is Authentic, AWETHENTIC, Authentic. That means awesome, as in authentic, y'all. You're tuning in to Fire the Gospel Experience, y'all. Well, we just getting our praise on right here, right here. And we have no shame in our game. And that's why we on site and on point, just like Man of God, Authentic is right here, right here. Amen.
People running rampant, we exposing it. 66 clips in the Bible, we reloading it. This gospel that we preach, so potent it. Got us in your neighborhood streets like them roller skates. Still going manny like I'm Pacquiao. Cause it's work, pack a punch, put your pistol down. Come and catch a fade, it's a good fight. But if darkness what you choose, tell them good night. Not your average preacher, we the hood type. That's gonna tell you about the truth, that be who Christ. He died to save yours, that's true life. Said he died to save yours, that's true life. Turn up for the Lord like we did again. Cut the sheep with a sword, time to dig in. VA with my faith, got them pissed in. We gon' love them on sight like Jesus did. Turn up for the Lord like we did then. Cut the sheep with a sword, time to dig in. VA with my faith, got them pissed in. We gon' love them on sight like Jesus did. On sight, love them on sight. It's about what he said, not what we don't like. On sight, yeah we outside. When we pull up on your set, it be on sight. This for the youth and them saints in college. Police and my Holy Ghost convict. This for the pastor and the intercessor. Turn up for the Lord, Satan feel the pressure. Jesus defeated the one that is wicked and all of the demons that claim to be with him, huh? They gave us back all the dominion and power with victory. The work is finished, huh? Walk in the prophetic. If it's written, he said it. All the gossip just did it. Jesus Christ coming, it's time to get ready. Turn up for the Lord like we did again. Cut the sheep with a sword, time to dig in. VA with my faith, got them pissed in. We gon' love them on sight like Jesus did. Turn up for the Lord like we did then. Cut this meat with a sword, time to dig in. VA with my faith, got them pissed in. We gon' love them on sight like Jesus did. On sight, love them on sight. It's about what he said, not what we don't like. On sight, yeah, we outside. When we pull up on your set, it be on sight.
Talking about on site, that means I'm willing to drop a testimony on you right then and there. I ain't worried about who's there, who's not there. I ain't worried about the situation. As we grow in the grace of God and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we just get used to just certain things being a certain way regardless, and we already have made a commitment that we just going to shine bright for Jesus. Amen. Thank you, man of God, authentic, for letting us know you on point because you on site. My special guest in this Shine Artist Spotlight is Woman of God, Monica Cage. I'm just so grateful for Man of God, Chris King. He got his own thing going on at Gospel Grind Radio Records, and he's doing his thing big over there. And I'm just happy to have this young lady come in and share with us whatever it is she wants to share, because we got her music, and we're going to play it, and we're going to celebrate our God. That's how we do right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. You best believe. So listen, without any further ado, this young, vibrant woman of God, singer, songwriter, producer, as well as mentor and business owner, straight out of Hammond, Louisiana. She's right down the road from me because I'm right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. We like connected states and everything. So I'm looking forward to a continued collaboration from all you beautiful people. Those of you that are geographically close by, we need to find a way to create some events so that we can fellowship together and increase in our wisdom, knowledge, and our commitment to our God. So woman of God, Monica Cage, you are in the room. You are in the room, and you are so welcome to join me on this fire, fire, fire gospel experience, because that's what it is, y'all. It's an experience. Thank you.
What's up,
woman of God? Woman. Whoop, 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 whoop. What's up, woman of God? Monica Cage is in the house. How you?
Yeah.
How you feel, my soul sister? You doing good? You good?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. It's Sunday. Okay. Sunday's up for Jesus. It's amazing.
Yes, it is. Tell the truth. It sure is amazing. I love it. I love the spirit of, I'm going to say, my millennial people, because sometimes, I don't know what it is. Maybe we get so cool with being saved after a while, and we feel like, Maybe those jumping up and down, those exuberant days are past us. But I'm here to tell you right now, I've always been up for the things that I always enjoyed. High school athletics, just being, yeah, you know, one of the good guys that y'all say don't exist. There's good guys out there. Y'all give us a break. And then just being able to just enjoy life, remembering some of those dark days that I went through, those seasons of heartbreak and disappointment. I'm not living those lives now. They're just part of my testimony. So if you'd be so kind, why don't you introduce yourself to listening audience and share with us a little bit about your testimony before we go behind the veil with your new music project, Royalty.
Yeah, listen, it's Monica Cage. I'm on the show today, Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ryan. I really appreciate the opportunity, you and Chris K. So shout out, for real, you guys are amazing. And I'm grateful for the work that you guys are doing to just spread the gospel of Jesus everywhere. Yeah, I'm from Hammond, Louisiana. I'm a PK. My dad is Bishop Willie L. Cage from the Cathedral of Prayer and Deliverance here in Louisiana. And so just shout out to all of my family, my church family. And, man, I'm excited about this song,
like
Royalty.
I've
been doing music since I was a kid. I'm a prophetic singer-songwriter, keyboardist, and I'm a worship warrior.
Okay.
I just love doing the work of God, especially prophetically. And so this song just kind of came out of a season of life where we were just seeking God in consecration and studying, like, the book of Hosea. And God was just really revealing and unveiling just the depths of my heart. And so we're just playing,
wow,
you know, musically with a friend, and, like, the words literally just began to pour out. Like, this was like a 20-minute write, no lie. And it was like, God
wow,
just summarizing
okay,
the whole of Hosea in my personal reality. And so a lot of people, we look at,
wow,
you know, a song like this, and we look at the book of Hosea, and we think if somebody's testifying like that, they're like, oh, yeah, she was probably really out there doing, you know, in the streets doing this and doing that. But it was God was revealing and unveiling spiritual prostitution, how we so easily dance with other lovers. We give our heart, our time, our energy, our talent, seeking for love and pouring out our dedication, our energy into things of this world over him. When he's dancing with us every day, he's asking for our hand in a dance, asking for our hand in a marriage, asking for our hand in time, attention, affection, talents, gifts. And so we continue, even though he's there, we go to other sources and we go to other things because we're afraid, because we're insecure, because we've been hurt before. But I'm here to remind somebody that God is not like man. He is not like the people you've experienced. He's not like you. He's not like our fathers. He's not like our mothers. He's not like any other lover. He is the fairest amongst 10,000, most beautiful than anything else. And that's my favorite part of the song. It says, yes, I have purpose because he saw me worth it. No, I cannot fathom why I'd even matter. But love was so reckless. Love was so jealous, fearlessly reckless, that it brought me up out of the grave. And so I was a wretch undone, but he rescued me and he made me royalty.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, sister, come in with scriptures. Come in with inspiration. And she come in with music. Now, you can't beat that. That's like the triple threat right
fire.
Here. Here's woman of God. She's on fire, y'all. I tried to tell y'all she was on fire. Y'all didn't believe me. That's all right. Let these anointed people of God keep coming up in the room. Y'all forget it one day, one day. Here's woman of God in my shine out of spotlight. Monica Cage here to bless us with her new project, taking us behind the veil in the spirit of true worship and sincere praise. Royalty.
Dirty.
Amen, amen. That's what I'm talking about right there. When God makes you royalty, you'll never be the same. Sounds of my special guest, woman of God, Monica Cage, on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, indeed. Woman of God, we are so grateful for your PK father and mother raising you so that you be well indoctrinated into the Christian belief and faith and live that life. My prayer for you, woman of God, is that you continue to seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and guess what? And all those other things that you desire in your heart, and some things that you didn't even desire, because God is gracious and kind and loving like that. He'll bless you with them. Just continue to pursue God, woman of God. Listen, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Dove, at the Stellas, at the Grammys, and all those other platforms where we get recognized. And most of all, please understand that God already recognized you, and your rewards are in his hands to bless you with. Thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to have you come back. Just let me know when you're ready. Let me know when you're
ready. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be there on fire.
Monica Cage here on this Fire Gospel Experience, y'all. She blessed us real good. Yes, she did. Oh, my God. I am just so in love with the people of God that do what they do. Listen, you all, I'm afraid that there's going to be a little bit of a shortened version of this Fire Gospel Experience due to unforeseen circumstances. So if y'all don't mind, let's get right to the sanctified supplemental summary of faith and love from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, talking about verse 8, or I should cover it, because we're talking about faith and love. I think I can do it. I got enough time. I want to share this with y'all. From the King James Version of the Bible, verse 8 says, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation." Now listen, the Apostle Paul was speaking to the Thessalonian church congregation about how we as believers in our Lord Jesus Christ should be. Are those who were once living lives of darkness that displeased holy God, now are we those who are indeed blessed and highly favored to be in the precious light of salvation through redemption? So, in fact, as a direct result of this great manifested knowledge, we are now obligated in the continuance of the translated spiritual process to meet certain sanctified standards as set by God through holy word of God, the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8 says, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for an helmet the hope of salvation." Now, listen, let us be clear in our understanding of what all entails the meaning of darkness and why these things do displease God. We can go to Galatians 5 and 19. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like." The list goes on. Those mentioned are a whole series of programs all by themselves. And the apostle continues on. He says, "Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." John 3 and 19 says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Now, not only were we attached to our own evil deeds, but we had a very intense love affair with those sin-filled ways. They, in some, and probably many, ways, appeased our flesh, ego, status, in ways that we found virtually addictive. What we have found to be revelatory truth is that we were born into a spiritual warfare. The dark forces of evil has raised an insurrection led by the former archangel Lucifer, who was transformed into his current demonic state known as Satan the devil, the accuser of the brethren. Ephesians 6 and 12 sheds light on it, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The only recourse of sustenance and victory of every evil from within and without is through applying the life force principles from the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 again says, but let us who are of the day be sober. First of all, we must be sober-minded, meaning an ongoing state of being cognizant, level-headed, with clear spiritual vision. We will never effectively engage in spiritual warfare when we don't have the proper aim. We pray for those who would oppose us because they are likely being used as pawns under dark and evil influences. If we concentrate on spiritual tactics against them only, we may in effect be causing jeopardy for someone's moment of salvation by creating a stumbling block by default, by not praying for them, getting that old edgy attitude that we used to have where we misinterpret the Old Testament talking about eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. That's not for us. That's for those judges at that time to be able to use judicial authority properly. The punishment matches the crime. So being sober-minded is acquired through diligent studying of God's holy word for application, y'all. This process is where our minds undergo the necessary cleansing from so much of the world's contamination, as well as our own dark habits and lifestyles, by resting assured of God's grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Through studying, reading, and meditating on God's word, we find ourselves in between the lines of Holy Scriptures themselves, making the Bible very personal to the very core of our soul. Now we become equipped to operate on the spiritual mandates of faith and love. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 continues, putting on the breastplate of faith and love for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Our faith is the most essential element that keeps us connected to God through his grace in Jesus the Christ as our substitute for us all as believers, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So listen, our faith propels us beyond our five human senses, when we live into the supernatural world of eternity where God lives. This is the mindset that allows us to trust in God and his word when our senses would attempt to drive us otherwise. It's through time and opportunity that we practice the consistent daily grind of fixing our faith over what we were so certain were facts in times past. This, beloved, is the eternal portion of the process of Christian growth and maturity. Love is the outer display manifestation of the faith that transforms us internally. Like the old saying goes, I can show you better than I can tell you. When the confirming physical adornments follows our flowery words of testimony, it makes for an amazing 1-2 spiritual punch that favors others instead of hurt, harm, and danger. Now, confidence is gained when others see us living and doing from the examples that we have personally learned from by following our Lord Jesus. There's a very distinct difference in our way of life from those outside of the ark of faith has to offer. Faith and love are our breastplate, which covers our vital, emotional, spiritual, and core being organs from the attacks that would cause doubt, uncertainty, and pain. And then finally, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Our helmet of hope of salvation encourages us because we are the blessed recipients of God's great gift of being saved from eternal judgment as former dark walkers who now walk in the beautiful light of God's grace. This hope of salvation, it reassures us that we do not labor in vain, and we are all destined for great rewards for faithful service. So, as the athletes that leave it all out on the field, court, or track, we can, will, and do, let it all hang out for Father God, Jesus God, and Holy Spirit God. Why? 1 John 4 and 10 says it all. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Amen, amen, and amen goes right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, all you beautiful people. I want to just encourage you all. I want to thank you all for supporting this Fire Gospel Experience. I am just happy and excited to announce that this Fire Gospel Experience has been nominated as Podcast of the Year for the upcoming 2023 The Praise Factor Awards Season 16. That's going to be held in Atlanta, Georgia in August 2023. As well as myself, Ron E. Jefferson, nominated as Podcast Producer of the Year. So you can go to my Facebook page, Ron E. Jefferson. If you'd like to vote for me, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. Can't thank you enough. If there's somebody else that's in your favorite category, even if it's not me, you go right ahead and vote for them. I promise you, I won't get mad. I won't get upset because we are all in this together. Amen. Amen goes right there. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And thank you for your votes. I thank you all. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, author, inspirational speaker, poet, woman of God, Monique Nims. Also, thank you, woman of God, in the shine, out of the spotlight, Monica Cage. You all bless me so much. I am filled with so much. I just want to leave y'all with one final word. Love yourself enough to let love in. Love heals. Hallelujah. Amen. Goes right there. Let love in. So until next time, I want to encourage you all to let the love of Jesus Christ come into your life in ways that it has not, and let it be magnified in your life even more, even more. I'm just so blessed and thankful to have this young woman of God come in and bless us. She's all the way in the motherland over there. And she's been nominated for awards over here in this country as well. I'm talking about none other than woman of God, Precious Emmanuel. And she's going to bless us. And this final Fire Gospel Experience for this day, you all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord and our Savior. Talking about God is so, so good. Y'all be blessed in Jesus.
Lord, you're good. My God is good. Lord, you're good.